Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and across the Media Brew Communications Network. On the phone, I have Sarah Hoyer. Did I get that name right?
Yes.
That is so rare. Even when I just hear it, I get it wrong. You have two things happening in the fall, and the thing you are is the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve. So can you talk about...
Yes, so the Yellow Dog Watershed Preserve is a nonprofit organization that started in the 1990s, and they basically were a group of concerned citizens that wanted to protect the river and protect the land around the watershed.
And you have some events coming up, actually coming up pretty quick, I think. One of them is on Saturday, October 19th. Can you talk about that?
So we're actually going to be hosting our first annual Yellow Dog Dash, and it's going to be a 5K, 10K trail run slash hike, so walkers are welcome as well, and it's going to be a hike on the Lizard Wapit Trail. 5K will be one loop, 10K will be two, and registration begins at 9:30 a.m., and the loop will go down along near the Yellow Dog River, so the whole hike will be in the woods, and it's just going to be great this time of year. Leaves are really popping right now.
Let's get a few details for people. Where is the starting location?
So the starting location is going to be off the county road, the dirt county road 510, near the Yellow Dog Bridge. So if you're heading that way or near there, you'll see signage for directions for parking. It's going to be near an orange gate right by the bridge.
There are three prizes for the top three, right?
Right, in each event. So for the 5K, for the 10K. Oh, I forgot to mention, we are doing a half-mile kids run as well. So it would be prizes first through third for the kids event, the 5K, and the 10K too.
For people who aren't aware of the other events, you've got one coming up not too far after on November 6th. Can you talk about that?
Yes, that will actually be our annual meeting that we host every year. And that's going to be at the ORDOC at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have live music along with a silent auction. And Dan Reedholm will be giving a special talk that evening as well about the Mudjikiwe Wildlife Refuge that we recently acquired, which is a 1,000-acre parcel of land.
You've got quite a few thousand, like...
Right, so currently we have about 2,500 acres that the Yellow Dog manages, yep.
If you had to make a final appeal for people listening to why they might involve themselves in either of these, either coming to the meeting or... On October 19th, the first annual Yellow Dog Dash, how would you appeal to people who might never even considered this?
Well, if you really care about the outdoors and the environment and what's going on up here, what we're trying to do and the area that we're trying to protect, and it's something new to you, I mean, it's just a great way to get out in the woods and just experience nature and the wilderness of it all and the beauty and get to meet good folks, and it's just all around a great experience, and it can really network you into meeting new people, as I mentioned, and maybe just involving yourself in some way or another in some of our other programs that we do through volunteering or just offering your skills. That's something that you can incorporate into our organization.
Well, I thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on the eighth day. I knew almost nothing about the organization before I did an interview about 2 years ago. I've tried to keep up with it, and that you're having a first annual, it means I wouldn't have known about it anyways, on October 19th, the Yellow Dog Dash. I'm glad you brought that to our attention. I'm also glad that you brought the November 6th annual meeting up as well. Thank you so much.
Right. Oh, is there one other thing I can mention?
Sure.
I forgot to say that after the run, we're going to be having a social gathering as well. So we're going to have like a potluck, so you can bring a dish to pass or a beverage to share, and there will be some live music as well.
Excellent. Now, thank you very much. If you do have pictures, and since you sent it to the eighth day before, I can give you our address.
Yeah, of course.
Here it is. Contact us, one word, at, the little at symbol, eighthday.buzz. Now, let's get that clear. That's the number 8, TH. To make an eighth, it ain't the sixth day, it ain't the fifth day, it's the eighth day, D-A-Y, dot buzz, B-U-Z-Z, not a dot com, a dot buzz.
Okay, contact us at eighthday.buzz. Just send you like some more info.
I would take anything that you will allow us to put on our website, and we will put it. If you have a bunch of pictures from the race or the event or even the social gathering, I'll add them after the fact as a secondary or even just extend the article, because we post all of these interviews online as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for contacting us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. This is the eighth day on Sunny 101.9. We'll be right back.